This is episode 62 of the Interactive Distractions podcast for some week early in February. I don't know why the fuck they had me come on and do the bumper. They couldn't ask me to do the fucking show. No, I just got to do the intro. So knowing them, they're probably going to talk about some bullshit like some distractions and some news and maybe some shit about Domo, but I don't fucking get it because I wasn't here. I didn't play that shit. They probably got some listener emails, some new releases, all the rest of that good shit. All this and more on Welcome to the Goo.
Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 62.
Two, yes. Two, okay. Hello, 62.
My name is Christopher Riccio, and I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hello.
And Jeff Chorney.
What up?
It's been a rough day.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Hey,
happy birthday, Chris.
It's been a shitty birthday, but that's okay. So I'm going to get through it, and we're gonna do this. So,
damn
Jason,
right,
how are you?
Talk it out. I'm doing okay, actually. I'm more interested about you. I want to hear about your day, how shitty it was. So you can get it out.
Relive your shitty day. Yes.
Part of it would probably bore you, because it's about bowling. So we'll just not bother with it. Oh, Jeff, okay. How are you, man?
Yeah, let's not bother.
I'm good. I'm having an okay day. It snowed like a bitch here, so it took longer than usual to walk to and from work.
Yeah.
Slipping all over the place and stuff, because no one in Toronto clears their snow in front of their... Like, if they have a store, they never clear the snow in front of the store, and I live on Yonge Street, so there's a lot of stores I'm passing by.
Gotcha.
And, yeah. And then people decide to walk in a straight line, and you can't go to the right or left of them, because there's, like, snow banks, and, yeah, good times. But other than that, not too bad.
All right. I made a 360 controller. Woo.
You did. Well,
nice. Works.
Yeah, it's working great.
Cool. Very good.
I can't get the triggers figured out. They're analog, but
like the same style as the ones you made, or
yeah, correct.
But nice. You still
it's
have your
wired
six buttons,
a little
right?
differently. What's that?
You still have your six buttons, right?
Yeah. So I got the main six buttons. So I've got the four face and then the two bumpers. Or whatever they're called, but I made this one a little bit differently, wired wise. I connected all the buttons on the inside of the controller to it's a D-sub, just consider it like a female plug type thing. And then I gutted a 360 controller and made it a male end, so I'll be able to just plug it in. The ultimate goal, of course, is to have a PlayStation 3 one as well. So if I ever just want to swap out the stick, I just unplug it, plug it back into the other one.
Cool.
Dual and you use stick. One of those, yeah, those arcade sticks, right? Those, like, the ones that are meant for the Xbox Live Arcade games?
Yes, that is correct. They were cheap at Fry's. They're like $7, and they're really, really easy to hack.
Cool.
Very cool.
So if anybody needs, like, Frogger or Astro Pop or something, I have an extra copy.
It came with them?
Yep.
Nice.
Cool deal.
So, anything else?
Yeah.
Today's awesome.
Oh, wow. This is bad. Okay. Let's just move on.
Yeah. Okay. Distractions. Let's do it. Jason,
what's distracting you? Let's talk about games. Maybe we'll get away from the games that we're in.
Yeah, the negativity and shit. Yes. I'll try and keep it short, too, because Jeff's got to check out of here tonight. But what have I been playing? The Street Fighter, of course, HD Remix.
The Street Fighter.
Still loving that. A little bit of Domo. You guys will hear a little bit more on that later. Can't wait to talk about that. That was a great time.
of course.
Aside from that, I've been having great luck with Fallout 3. On the PC.
Oh, yeah, you're playing it again, right?
Are you being honest or sarcastic?
Well, I mean, you guys, heard about the problems that I was having, on my main computer. So I installed it on my, on my wife's computer, and man, it is so buttery smooth. Except for when it crashes every 10, 15 minutes.
I was waiting for that.
So I am just not having any luck with this, and I know I'm not going to be able to beat it in time for the, our Fallout special, but I'm going to try. I don't know how the hell I'm going to get through it all, but we'll see.
Oh, God. Well, if you burn right through the main quest, you might be able to get through it in like 15, 20 hours.
Well,
I'd say about 10, 15, maybe.
But that's my problem, though, I don't think I'd want to do that, though. Just burn through. Yeah, because I get suckered in with the side quests.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and some of the side quests are really fun, too, so.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
So I don't know what I'm going to do yet. But I don't know why the hell I'm having so many damn problems with this. It just was not meant to be.
Because you got it on PC, that's why. Yeah.
I blame Scott. Because Scott was like, dude, it's great. You got to get it on the PC, mouse, keyboard control. Yeah, it's his fault.
Scott, it's all your fault.
And while Terry's enjoying your old copy of Fallout
3. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Damn it. And per Jeff's suggestion, recommendation even, I got The Maw.
You did?
Nice.
Yep, Live Arcade. And it's pretty damn good. It's a lot of fun. For being such a, I don't know, innocent looking title. Yeah, it's a little cutesy, but... No, they actually threw in a ton of different gameplay elements, which is, you know, kind of a rarity in more kiddie games like this, I guess. So,
yeah,
I'm having fun with it. Too. $10 well worth spent. Yeah, The Maw itself.
I love the facial expressions and stuff. Yeah,
or like when you call him and he's a ways away, he'll like turn around. Where's that voice? Where's that voice? And then he sees him. He's like,
what the hell?
That's true, dude. It's funny. Or like the first time you have him chomp down on one of those fire dragon things, his mouth goes like on fire, and he just starts running around looking for water. It's hilarious. Like, as dumb as it may sound, Chris, it's really funny.
Fun. Yeah. Huh. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll have to give that a shot. There's a demo, right? Demo. I still haven't downloaded it.
There is a demo.
Well, it's online. Yeah, it's on live, so.
Yeah. Cool. Man, yeah, I got that demo, and I got to get the Resident Evil demo, but.
Yeah.
Oh, I did play that, too.
Oh.
What do you think?
Holy shit. I like it a lot. I mean, for a Resident Evil game, it looks, this is, wow.
It's gorgeous.
It's fucking mind-blowing. It really is. Really, really is. It's not hype. It's gorgeous. But, yeah, you got to, you know, there's negative points for the whole control scheme. You know,
mm-hmm. Which still bugs me because a lot of people are all over the controls. Like, the controls suck, the blah, blah, this, that, and the other thing, and whatever. And the same controls they're the same as Resident Evil 4. Like, guys, like, people who love Resident Evil 4, like, I don't like the controls. They're the same, except for they finally map the aiming to the right trigger. I mean, the right analog. Like, okay, yeah, you can't move and shoot, but that's not the control's fault. That's like a, what's it called?
Game design.
Game design. Yeah, exactly.
And it's a shitty choice, and I hate that.
It's kind of shitty, yeah.
It just doesn't fit in with the game, and I think it really detracts from it. I don't know. There's one side of me that's like, okay, you know, there's a lot of suspense, kind of, when you can't move, you know, as freely as you'd like to, I guess. But at the same time, you've got all these fast-moving zombies that are just, like, running at you, and then as soon as they get up to you, they just kind of stop.
Yep.
And they just kind of wave back and forth. Yep. And they just wait for you to do something. So
it's did you play it on co-op? Because the co-op's way harder than the single player.
Oh, really?
And I wouldn't doubt that. Like, way harder. And
go ahead.
I was gonna say the game. I don't think they shouldn't give you Left 4 Dead type motion, like with shooting and moving. But if they did it, maybe like in a Gears of War style, where if you bring up the aim, you can walk slowly and move. Yes. That'd work. That I would be fine with. But yeah, I just getting used to all these other games, just going back to that, and I was kind of like, okay, I can see where people can complain about this, but if you're running around really quick here and there and whatever, the game would be way too easy, I think. Well,
yeah,
besides
true.
The whole
well, they'd
lack
have to
of
just,
ammo.
No, I think they'd just have to change the, you know, the AI of the zombies, you know? I think it would be easily implementable.
Have them move slower, basically. Right?
Well, actually move faster when they get up on you. Like, from my perspective, I was just doing the solo stuff, and I didn't have the co-op partner, but they literally would just, like, run up to you and then stop, and then just, like, kind of wait for a minute, you know, until you started reacting, and then they'd pounce in sometimes.
Yeah, see, they don't do that in the co-op.
Really?
In the co-op, they're friggin' lethal. Yeah, like, I played with Johnny as a boy from GGEvo, and we played through the two chapters you can play through, and we died multiple times on both of them. And
because
it was just, it was tough. Like, we had to conserve the ammo. We had to make sure we tried to go for headshots as much as possible. And if we got swarmed, it was toast. We were just done. I don't even think we finished the second part, actually. We kept getting killed by the chainsaw, dude.
Really?
Yeah. It was a lot harder co-op. And he was even saying, like, I only played literally probably about a minute and a half on single player. Then he sent me an invite. And he was saying, because he never played a co-op, and he's like, this is way harder on co-op. Like, he's like, it's way easier single player.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
Wow. That's interesting.
I definitely dig the co-op, you know, feature.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
A good inclusion.
Well, the one thing that I wanted to say is based on something that Jeff said a few minutes ago, and it was like, if you could run and gun, it would be too easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think making a design choice like that to make the game more difficult is not the right way to fix that problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's they're fixing it. I think it's because that's a lot of the suspense with Resident Evil is you get, like, in a corner and you have zombies coming at you. You can't just run away. You're like, holy crap, holy shit, like, what am I going to do? And I think they wanted to keep that. And since they moved with a 3D camera, it's harder to, I guess, if they put it where you can run and shoot at the same time, I think it would take away that whole, like, thought of vulnerability. Yes, thank you.
Well, no, you just make your aim really shitty when you're running. You can't do headshots.
Yeah, they could do that, like that. Yeah.
What they're doing is they're hindering you for the sake of, like, suspense.
Yes.
And that's bullshit. I hate that.
And I did bring it up, but I'm gonna also play devil's advocate as well. But you know, the original, all of the Resident Evils have been like that, right? Where you
can't
run and
gun. Though, I mean,
so
just because the rest of them have done it doesn't mean they can't.
Just because all the rest were wrong doesn't mean this one has to be wrong too.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm still gonna play it, and I'm sure I'll love it. But I've actually been thinking about I need to throw in Resident Evil 4 for the Wii because I haven't even played Resident Evil 4 yet.
Oh my God, you haven't?
It's very good.
Yeah. So
honestly,
I mean, that's one of the things that's on my list.
You know what I'm also actually going to suggest to you, Chris? If you haven't played Resident Evil 4 yet, skip it and go right to 5 and then go to 4. The reason I'm saying this is because if you didn't play 4, I think 5 will be that much more impressive to you. Like, this has come from, like, I remember when I first saw 4, I was blown away. I was like, holy crap, they totally changed Resident Evil. This is freaking kick-ass. I didn't give a shit about the controls, because I was like, this is just totally awesome, the way they improved basically everything else. But then when I went to 5, like, I was impressed by it, but it wasn't really impressed by what I was with 4. Just because that huge jump from 3 to 4 was huge, so. This
well,
is a little information.
But the thing
that's
is,
five
it goes before. The other way, too, right? If I try out 5, I'm probably going to go back to 4 and
like
say,
four
I don't want to play
much.
This.
That's true.
So I think I'm going to go ahead and play 4 first.
Yeah, go for it. Right. It's a great game. And, you know, we're bitching about the control scheme and whatever, but the games are just that good that I look past it.
Yeah.
I do love the games. I really do. But, all right.
Cool.
That's my disclaimer.
What else?
That's it.
All right,
more
cool.
Than
Jeff,
most weeks, though.
Okay. Resident Evil 5. We just talked about that. Street Fighter 2 Super Turbo HD, of course. I'm breaking in the stick you guys gave me.
Cool.
I'm not gonna lie to you. At first, I was a little bit hesitant to use it just because it's so pretty. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I don't even want to use this. I was actually thinking about picking up like another like Ori stick or something just to be like, hey, you know what? I'm just gonna put this like display. I'm like, no, I have to use this thing. This thing is like awesome.
Thank
so,
you.
Yes. So I'm definitely using it. I finally, I think, broke it in now because when I first started using it, I wasn't as good as I was with the Ori stick just because I think I was used to it. But now I got the shit down pat. So, I'm loving it. Yep.
All sticks, you gotta break them in, and you'll eventually get the nuances, and cool.
Yeah, you know, Terry talked about his on Amplified Gamer this past week, too.
Okay.
And,
what did he say?
He was talking, you know, saying it was the best stick he'd ever used and that kind of stuff.
Sweet.
So.
Nice. Yeah, that's awesome. Good. Damn good stick. I wish, honestly, Jason, I think you've ruined fighting games right now, because now I wish I had, like, a universal adapter to plug it into everything. Because I've been playing a lot of Street Fighter 3 again still, and I love Street Fighter 3. I'm just like, oh, man, if I could only plug this into my Dreamcast. But
I don't know if there are PS2 to Dreamcast adapters. I wouldn't doubt it. That's actually half the reason that I go with, like, the PlayStation 2 ones, because you can plug them into the GameCube or, you know, the Xbox or use a converter for the PS3. So
cool. But, Street Fighter 3 again, Marvel vs. Capcom, all that kind of good stuff, Capcom vs. SNK2, I was playing that during our first playthrough of Domo because I fucked up and didn't download it when I was supposed to, basically. Well, my computer timed out in the morning while I was at work, so then I had to download it and it took forever. So, while you guys had to play Domo, I was playing my Dreamcast. So, feel sorry for me
now. I think you got the better end of that deal.
Possibly.
Dick.
Played the Fear 2 demo.
I did that. I tried that out for like 5 minutes.
Did you? Did you get to the part where you drive the mech? Where you walk in the mech?
No. Is that cool? Because that's what looked cool when I saw previews.
Yes. The thing is, I was playing through it and I was like, okay, this feels a lot like Fear. The graphics, of course, are better and stuff, and the lighting and everything. And I still love the AI in that game. It is unbelievable. Just like, it's not necessarily hard, but the stuff that the AI does just blows my mind. Like, I was fighting these two guys in this one room and I threw a grenade, one guy jumps over the ledge, the other guy got stuck between the grenade, and I think there's like a, I don't know, some kind of cabinet. He got blown to shit. So I'm kind of shooting the other guy, he's kind of diving behind these bookshelves, and there's like paper flying everywhere because bullets are hitting them. And then I threw another grenade, to his right. He goes over to the left by a table. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to shoot him. He actually kicked the table over to have, like, so he has cover. I was like, that is freaking cool. I'm like, that is awesome. So he had to make me go around the other side while he was waiting for me to come around, and he was going to cap me. Mm-hmm. But I was like, wow, that is just, yeah. They need to start teaching everyone how to use AI for first-person shooters, because it's just awesome. But anyway, so more or less,
I hope,
fear.
I hope Killzone's going to be a lot like that. I hope Killzone's going to be a lot like that.
That's what I'm hoping for, too.
I'm hearing from people that it is. Mm-hmm. That the AI is really smart in Killzone. Like, they won't do the same thing twice.
Yeah, let's hope so. That it's not all scripted and stuff. That's what bugs me, but like, that's a lot of Call of Duty games are all scripted. Like, you know, you get to a certain point, certain enemies are going to jump out here, they're going to do this, and it's just kind of like, okay.
Right.
Just wash, repeat. So they pop their heads out for like 2 seconds, like Gears of War, they'll pop their heads out, take 3 shots, go back behind cover, and repeat. But, yeah, so I was like, hey, I don't see the big jump here from Fear to Fear 2, but then I got to the mech part, and the mech part was just crazy. It's a lot harder for one, but the destructible environments were just awesome. Like, you're firing missiles and buildings and chunks of concrete are falling off and dudes are going flying. You shoot them with your cannons and guys literally like get torn apart by the bullets. Like, they get like explode basically. There's always like particle effects going on, and just, it's pretty cool. It's pretty impressive. At that point, I was like, wow, this is okay. Now I see that they've totally upped the ante on pretty much everything. And it just makes me sad because, I think that's going to get lost in my shuffle, in most people's shuffle, yeah. I mean, it's coming out right between, I think, Street Fighter and Killzone?
Yeah.
Or maybe a little bit before, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, not a good month to come out.
No, not at all. But I think it might be a sleeper. Well, I guess, I don't know if you can call Fear 2 a sleeper, but I think it's going to be one of those games that gets, you know, I think it's going to be at like 9s and 8s possibly, and then people are just going to be like, eh, Killzone, nice. And I'll probably be one of those people. But definitely one of the games, I think, based on the demo, I'd probably definitely buy it. That's great English, Jeff. You are awesome.
Probably, definitely. That's good.
Oh, more than likely, absolutely.
Exactly. But, yeah, so I'd probably pick it up when it drops out in price or rent it or whatever.
Cool.
What else have I been playing? A lot more Spider-Man, Web of Shadows. That game's fun, man. It's not a great game on paper, like... It's got its problems. The missions are repetitive, like go kill so and so of this and then whatever. But the swinging around and just the whole, I don't know, I think they rendered like all of New York and it looks so cool and it's just so much fun. I swung around yesterday for like half an hour. Literally, that's all I was doing, was mastering my swinging skills. I felt like I was Spider-Man, living a dream. But there's this one boss battle I fought, the Vulture, I think his name is. And, the whole battle pretty much takes place in the air, and it was so cool.
Ah, that's the one that I was asking about last week.
Yeah, like I remember seeing videos of that and on like reviews and stuff like that, and that I looked at it, like there's no way you control that. It's probably like a quick time event or something. I'm like, no, it's not. Like, you are actually doing this stuff, but the controls are that easy, and it kind of, the camera isn't the greatest, but a lot of the attacks in Spider-Man, they kind of auto-lock to like a close target or whatever. So there's this one move where you basically sling your web, it'll grab onto an enemy, and then you get pulled towards it, and you can lay an attack on them. Once you hit them, he'll jump off the body of the dude you just beat up. You hit that button again, it'll lock onto the next guy and do the same thing. So you're like jumping from, you're basically taking out these enemies that are on these hovercraft things to get to Vulture, who's further away. So you're literally, this whole fight's happening in the air, and you don't touch the ground at all for about, I don't know, a good like 5 minutes. And I'm just like, this is pretty freaking cool.
So, yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, so I'm hoping some more boss battles are that cool, because the storyline so far is pretty lame and stuff like that, but it's keeping me playing. Whenever I have a few minutes, I'm like, I'm just going to swing around for a bit and do a couple missions here and there, because it's set up like Grand Theft Auto. You can do like whatever missions you want here and there, but they're pretty much cookie-cutter levels. Yeah, that's basically all I've been playing, really, lately.
That's cool.
Not bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are you, Chris?
Well, mine will be really besides short, because I have nothing new. What's that?
I said, what are you playing besides Grumpy Man?
Besides Grumpy Man?
Yeah.
Well, I finished my second playthrough for Fallout, so that's done.
Nice.
And I don't know if I mentioned to you guys this on the show or not, but I've decided not to get the expansions until all three of them are out.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's out now.
Shit. Reasoning, yeah.
Yeah, yesterday. Operation Anchorage just came out. It was on live yesterday when I looked. But I've decided not to get them because I want to see, number one, I'd like to see if they put all three in like a pack that's cheaper.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But more than anything, I want that. I want the level cap increased.
Yeah. Right.
So I would rather wait till the level cap gets increased and then play all three of the expansions at that point.
You're so frugal.
Makes sense.
I know. I try. So yeah, I finished that up. Played some more Jeanne d'Arc. Mm-hmm. Let's see, Rock Band and Domo and yeah, that's pretty much it.
Nice. I forgot about the Fallout.
So it's all games that I've played already, and now, you know, now it's good that I'm going to be able to go back to some of these games that I've been ignoring thanks to Fallout.
I'm not sure if I'm going to wait for all the expansions to be out, but I think I'm going to wait to download the Project Anchorage till there's a little bit more of a drought period and I can get back to some of my old games, and then because if I get it, I'm just going to be playing Fallout for longer and ignoring other stuff. So
yeah,
like, I still haven't played.
And
Mirror's
I've done
Edge.
I've done quite a bit of ignoring of my other games lately. So, but yeah, that's it.
Cool.
So Jeff, take it away. Cool. Let's do some news.
You want to do some news? Let's do some news. Some good news.
Do it. Do it.
Street
do
Fighter
it.
HD. We've all been having problems with that, especially on the PSN.
Disconnects. Network.
Can't connect. I've never played Jason on there because we just can't connect to each other. We have tried many times. And that could actually be a router issue, but whatever. We're just going to blame it on netcode because it's easier that way. And we're lazy.
Right.
But yep, Capcom came out today and they said they're aware of the issues. They are going to be releasing a patch. They didn't say when or what exactly it's going to fix. So
yeah, that kind of... That's a little disconcerting.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But that's good. That's good news. At least they're aware of it now. They're not, you know, in the dark like they were. Everyone thought that, you know, they're ignoring everyone's like calls for help and like, guys, you got to fix this.
Yeah.
And I'm just hoping it comes out before 4, because honestly, once 4 comes out, I'm gonna give a who gives a shit about patching this
to HD. Oh.
Yeah.
You're gonna throw it to the wayside.
Yeah. Not necessarily, but I mean, it'll probably be on the back burner for quite a while after 4 comes out, I'm thinking.
Yeah, you'll go back to it. Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo is still the best version of the game that's
ever
come out.
It's still my favorite game of all time, so.
Yeah, it's still the best Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was going to say kick it to the curb, and then that made me think of curb stomping, and then that made me think of Resident Evil 5. Did you see that you can curb stomp?
You can curb stomp with Chris. I think I was Sheva during the co-op, and instead of curb stomping, you stab them in the face with your knife when they're on the ground.
Ooh,
or in, like,
nice!
Stuff, yeah.
That's just as good.
Sheva is probably one of the hottest video game chicks ever.
Just pretty hot.
I think she might be. She's, wow.
They all do a weird thing in co-op. Like, Sheva, you have to aim from you're looking over her left shoulder, and with Chris, you're looking over his right shoulder, and you can't change it.
Oh, weird.
That is weird.
But do you guys do like respectnicles and stuff? And
no, we didn't
smack each other in the back of the head.
It's not like Army of Two, like, you know, pat each other on the bum.
Yeah.
What up?
Mm-hmm.
Pound it. No.
Terrorist fist pound.
Yeah, exactly. Oh shit.
Okay, I'm done interrupting. Go for it.
So we're not going to kick Street Fighter the curb, but it looks like the is it Paramount who does the whole Tomb Raider movie thing? They might be kicking Angelina Jolie to the curb because they want to bring back, I guess, reinvent the Tomb Raider franchise on the big screen. And it looks like Angelina Jolie will not be playing the lead. I can't believe it was 2003, the last movie that came out. It seemed like so long ago. That's crazy. But anyway.
Was it 2003?
Yeah, it was the last, was Tomb Raider 2.
Wow, that was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Good news is there's a rumor that the new Lara Croft is actually going to be played by Megan Fox. Which,
oh god,
she's literally like my number one right now.
Oh, and really?
Is that, oh god, like a bad thing, Jason? Come on, man.
No, that's, oh god, no, like I was already feeling frisky with Sheva, and now you throw Megan Fox into the mix, and I've got to adjust here.
Oh, shit. But, yeah, you know, the movie could suck ass, but as long as you have Megan Fox walking around in, like, Lara Croft-type attire, sign me up.
No kidding.
Xbox Live Arcade rumor. There's some website in Japan. I guess it's Microsoft website. There's kind of this weird, not encrypted message, but some weird kind of URL that kind of hints to a Final Fantasy IV coming to the Xbox Live Arcade. At first, I kind of got excited. I was like, cool, I never played 4. I didn't get the GBA version or the remake on DS. Mm-hmm. I think they remade it 4. So like, oh, cool, I'll check it out. But by the looks of this, it could be the one that was released for cell phones,
No!
Yeah, well, it's not confirmed. It's not confirmed. They're saying it because it's called Final Fantasy IV The After. I don't know if that is a port. I honestly did not follow this at all. I don't know if you guys know if it was a port or basically like a spin-off. I have no idea.
The fuck?
I don't know. You're done? Shit. But yeah, I don't know.
Well, I always wondered, you know, because they do make some of the Final Fantasies that are like in continuation of, you know, the like other versions.
X2
like,
and stuff.
Final Fantasy 12, I think, had a couple different like mobile releases. And I'm like, well,
it did.
Why are they cutting me out, man? I'm not getting a phone just to play a game.
I think it's a good sign, though. Like, I mean, at least one of them, like, you don't have to get the phone. It might become an Xbox Live Arcade, but I don't know how that's going to translate well. But it's a good sign for us, well, for everyone, it should, for any Square fan, because hopefully this means that Square's going to release more of these on Xbox Live and PSN, because that would be pretty cool.
Agreed.
So,
agreed.
Where else we got
here?
New York Comic Con. None of us can make it, unfortunately. We were talking to...
Damn it, I tried.
I know, to Burt Cummings last week. He was saying he was going to be there with X-Blades. And X-Blades is one of the games that's going to be there that they've extended their space there. And as opposed to comics, stuff like that, they are increasing their space for games. I've said that twice, just different wordings.
Cool.
I'm fucking great with my English today. So
they should increase their space there for games. It's not all about the comics at the comic.
That's exactly. Soon it's going to be like E4 or something. You know, it's going to at least
nice.
E4. That shows how big games are getting, and they're taking over comics. They've actually, I don't have this news, but apparently they made more money last year than DVDs and Blu-rays. So,
yeah, I saw that. I saw that report.
Eat that, other forms of media, entertainment. Gamers are here for life. Bitch. Yo.
Audiobooks.
Word.
On your way out.
That's right. 8-track tapes, shove them up your bum. Get a Blu-ray. That kind of hurt, actually. Don't try that.
That would kind of hurt.
Seriously, yeah. Don't take my word for it. Like, you guys know what an 8-track tape is anyway, but whatever.
What's an 8-track tape?
Exactly.
Totally kidding.
No, I know.
Okay,
go
ahead.
You're old. Come on, man.
That's right.
And even older today.
Oh, yeah. I'm the oldest one on this fucking podcast.
Yeah, not by much, though. Not by much.
No, it's quite a bit.
Quite a bit.
BSP?
It's not really.
Two rumors?
I have one of those.
Yes.
Oh,
no. You don't have a rumor, though.
You have two rumors about the PSP?
Two rumors for the PSP. Number one, coming out of IGN,
number one.
They said they've heard from a lot of credible sources, reliable sources, that it is indeed in the works. I feel like deja vu, we've done this before, but this is more, I guess, concrete, not concrete details, we'll say, well, what do you call concrete before it's hard? Does that make any sense? Like flaccid?
Soft?
Flaccid?
I don't know.
I don't know, like, whatever. I'm only one beer in.
We're sorry that your concrete isn't hard.
It's
Jeff.
Okay. Yeah,
let's move on.
I'm getting old too.
Right.
I've been drinking.
It's still concrete.
Anyway. Some of the things they said it's going to have. It's going to have some. Where the fuck did it go? What the hell? Basically, a widescreen, multi-touch interface, comparable to that of the iPhone. So you're thinking like big screen, touchable, all kind of good stuff.
Oh no, not multi-touch.
Well, yeah. Whatever.
I mean, just no touch screen. Anyway.
Yeah, basically that's it. They go on to the other things. I have like also multimedia stuff, GPS system built in.
Second
that
stick?
That sort of thing. Nothing saying a second stick, though, actually.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. They do need to do that.
But it's got necessary. A touch screen, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
what more
give
do you
shit
need?
About a touch screen.
You can touch anywhere on that screen, especially with the multi-touch.
But
Sony, if you're listening, please no touchscreen. I don't want it.
Sony's
don't need it. It always sucks with gaming.
I wouldn't mind if there being an option as long as they have the other stuff too. Like, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. There's chasing Nintendo, I guess, or whatever, and I guess the iPhone. So.
Because
iPhone games are catching on. I know we don't play them, and the way I look at it is, if Indus doesn't play them, they're not catching on. So. Yeah.
Nah.
Thank you. Because
we are the last
exactly.
word in the gaming industry.
Because we matter. We're just too lazy to play those two. We haven't touched a Wii in forever. Well, okay.
Hey, I'm working on that. I just said that I was going to try and play Resident Evil 4.
Oh, there you go. But yeah, Sony came out, and they're in rebuttal, I guess, against IGN. They kind of came out in a press release and said, we don't know what they're talking about. And they actually kind of took some stabs at IGN, saying that we're surprised that sites once thought of as credible would make up such ridiculous claims. And they are so far from the truth that I have to basically be sarcastic with my statements. So, I don't know. Look at it how you will. I look at it as that's a, oh shit, you totally figured us out. We have to totally,
bash you.
Mess with everyone's heads. But then that's going to look bad if they were right. It's like, yeah, I told you so. But.
Yep, and then they'll have to state an apology or some shit like that.
Yeah, they won't bother that. They'll be like, yeah, no, we're good friends with IGN. We told them we're going to do that. It's all part of the plan.
We've always supported them and their reporting.
All part of the marketing, bullshit. Yes.
Right, do you think IGN's going to be like, well, screw you guys, we're not covering any more of your Sony
stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly.
So just a little heads up for those
they'll
of
take
you
their
who
news and
want
like
to,
it.
Like Sony's releasing new carnival color PSPs in the near future. And they're actually pretty cool. They have the cool looking like green and orange and yellow and red and stuff like that. So you might want to hold
they're
off.
Totally blinged out.
You might want to hold off a little bit, at least maybe around E3-ish. Did any of us, I think we all predicted PSP 2, right? In our predictions podcast?
I think we all predicted it would be shown.
Okay, but yeah, not out though, right?
We'd at least hear about it, so.
Cool.
And DS4. No, I don't know.
DS4. One thing that you won't be hearing about in E3 or any time with Halo STD, ODST, info. apparently there's going to be no elites in the game. Now, you guys might not think that's a big deal. I'm sure as a lot of other Halo fans probably do, the elites are one of the main villains in the game, and you actually team up with one in Halo 2 and 3. They were more fun to fight than I thought, than the brutes were, who basically took their place, because brutes are basically big bullet sponges that had like no brain. And they just weren't as cool looking. They're like big hairy tanks. And that kind of disappointed me, because they're saying in the whole time frame when this happens, it's right when the Covenant's going through all this, you know, political turmoil, and where the elites were basically shunned from the Covenant, they brought in the brutes, so that's why they're not there. So I'm hoping that they bring something in to kind of add like another cool kind of enemy, because if it's just brutes and those little dudes, grunts and stuff like that, I'm just going to be like, oh, okay, this, yeah. Not so much fun, not interesting.
Yay!
Let's get some elites in there, something cool. Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Exactly. Some things we might give a shit about it. There's a Nickelodeon teen movie coming out, and apparently they have a deal going on with Harmonix. I wouldn't say Harmonix, I'll say MTV Games, and EA, not EA, MTV, yeah, I guess it would be EA. For Rock Band, if this movie's coming out on March 31st, it's actually called, what's it called here?
Let me see, is it called...
Who gives a shit?
I'm doing it because I really don't
care. No, that was good, because I really don't give a shit, and we can move on.
Okay.
It's basically a High School Musical star style thing.
I totally missed that. I was way behind on that one. I didn't even get in there.
Well, we can do it again for you if you want, Chris. Because it sounds to me like you actually give a shit, and that would just be sad.
No, okay, I don't. Cool. Not even a bit.
But if you do, and you buy this, this movie...
Chris loves musicals, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Nickelodeon.
Cool.
Not really.
All right.
The only time I remember liking Nickelodeon is when they had I Can't Do That on You Can't Do That on
that
television.
That was cool. Right. It was Canadian.
But you love musicals too, don't you, Chris?
Oh, I hate musicals. Please don't.
No, oh, the movie's called Spectacular.
He loves them.
And it's basically about a wannabe rock star. So yeah, if you buy the game, you'll get a downloadable voucher for 2 free songs. If you don't want to buy the movie, you can pay for the songs on February 3rd. Who gives a shit? There we go. That's 2 who gives a shits, and that was your news.
Awesome.
That was the week.
Oh, wow. Well, that was an interesting first half. Okay. So let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about Dream of Mirror Online.
Yes!
And then we'll do listener email, new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week.
Sounds good.
So stay tuned.
Taboo.
And we'll be back after this.
All right, mic check. 1, 2. All right, sweet. Yeah, we're set. Got my beer, got my Doritos, check my perks here. Yeah, sweet. I'm gonna kill me some terrorists. Ain't never gonna know what hit him. That's right, bitches. I'm coming for you. Get ready to reap the whirlwind. Game, set, match, motherfucker. Get ready. There's no stopping.
Hey, hon, can you help me carry in the groceries?
Son of a bitch. Every damn time.
GamersOnlyOlder.com. Because carrying the groceries is not an achievement.
Release the inner child.
Welcome to the Goo is a VG Evo Network podcast affiliate.
And welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
Hello. That was like the longest break ever.
Ever.
Seemed like it was like 22 hours or so.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. It's pretty long.
Pretty insane. We should probably go back and do the What You Been Playing again.
It was so long.
What did we talk about in the first half? I forgot. It was so long ago.
I can't remember. Yeah, games, news.
We should talk about another game. We should probably talk about it quickly.
Which game is
Dream of Mirror Online.
Is
that the one we were supposed to play?
That's the one.
Jeff is going to have a lot of insight on this one, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going all out for this one.
Oh, man. All right, Jason.
Yeah.
Give us some emails, man. Give us something to talk about.
Week two of Project Free MMO brought us to Dream of Mirror Online, otherwise known as Domo. Cutesy little, you know, cel-shaded MMO Grindfest.
Grindfest is right.
Yeah, wow. Lots of grinding. Anyway, all right, let me jump into emails. This one's from Ross, otherwise known as Colonel Satan.
Satan!
And what does this little bugger have to say? Dear Indus, I'm sorry. I didn't play Dream of Mirror Online. I still love you. Forever. Heart Ross, Colonel Satan. Aww. Thank you very much. At least he apologized.
See, he caught on. He decided not to play the shitty game.
Right.
Yeah. We have to stop playing the game before we say we're going to start. That kind of gets word going around too early, and then people are like, I ain't going to fucking play it. That's what happened to me. No, I'm just kidding.
You already get yours installed until like the last hour.
Yeah, it was the last day. On Monday, it was literally like right. I got everything installed and everything got to the title screen, and that exact moment, everyone's like, all right, well, we're starting off now. And I was like, well, fuck, I'm not going to play this by myself.
Screw that. You could have at least gone through like the training city or the training town.
No. It's like, I'll wait till tomorrow.
How was that install screen?
It was freaking terrible.
And the patch screen? That was nice too, wasn't it?
That was gross. It was like an ugly orange color.
Oh.
It was pretty bad. Yeah.
All right, next email is from Tom, MadScientist18. And he says, hey, Indus.
Hey.
Where do I start with the shitty MMO called Domo? First, I would like to pose a question. Who voted for this piece of shit game?
Not me.
I had no way of knowing it was this bad. It looked cool or fun.
It looks gay.
Which screenshots were you looking at?
It looked like something like, I don't know, like my 7-year-old niece would play. And I don't even have a 7-year-old niece. So anyway.
Perfect.
Sorry,
I was on vent playing with everyone else, or playing with everyone, and I think that it might have been only Jason who said he voted for it. Were you other Indus listeners? Did you think it was funny subjecting us to this piece of crap? Not cool. Luckily, I had some Olsen and some good guys to hang out with on my night gaming, which would have been wasted. I could have been playing more Fallout. As for the game, I thought the graphics were okay, especially compared to other free MMOs, e.g. Atlantica. The music sucked, and I really didn't like it that much. The monsters were not very cool. Those pigs had nothing on Atlantica's deer. The battle system was pretty standard hack and slash, but had very little attainable skills at the early levels. When starting an MMO, having at least one skill to use is important for making the game a little exciting for me.
Yeah.
Overall, I'd tell everyone to save their time and play other games. I'm especially talking to you people who voted and didn't play the game.
Yeah,
I guess all these MMOs can't be winners. Look forward to another week of Project Free MMO. Hoping the next game is better.
Later. It is. I promise.
Yeah, it is.
We promise.
Where is all the people who voted, for real?
That is a good question. There were 9 people that voted for Domo. I want to know where the fuck they are. All right. Yo. And somebody did ask me someone asked me which games I voted for. Mm-hmm. I voted for, I just pulled up the thread just so I could make sure that I was just saying it right. I voted for Shaiya, which is the game that's made by the same people that do Domo, except it looks much more mature. I also voted for Rappels and La Tale.
So none of yours?
None of mine made it, no.
Well, I'm sorry. I voted for Domo because I do like the look of it. I like the cell shading in it. Fuck off. it is really, really popular, too. It's one of the more popular, you know, free MMOs out there. So I figured, well, maybe there's something to this.
Yeah.
Let's give it a
shot. It is very popular with a bunch of, you know, preteen horny boys.
Oh, jeez.
that have catgirls that run around in thongs. That's who it's popular
with. Hey, that was my character.
Yeah, I almost made one of those, too. So, anyway. All right, let me get to another email. This one's from Pobe, and he says, Happy birthday, Shinobishi.
Thank you.
Let me guess, 21? Because you look very young in that pic at Terry's house. Crystal
yeah, right.
is very lucky.
I don't
lucky.
Know which one you're looking for.
Anyway, to the question of the week. Domo. What I think of it? I haven't really played it. But from listening to you guys on Vent, it sounds great. What?
I did nothing about it. I think that was sarcasm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Beginning of the night, it was just me and Jason, and I tried to get him to play Atlantica, but he said he would rather play Domo. No. Let's clear that up. I said that I had to play Domo. Yes.
Big in difference.
Right. Then the whole crew came on, and you guys wouldn't stop complimenting the game every 5 minutes. Okay, since I didn't download this far, I felt very sad and left out. So I invited you guys to play Street Fighter 2, but clearly you guys would rather be playing Domo. Fuck you, Pub. That just tells me how good this fushing game is. Thanks, guys. Bye. This email's late, I know. Hopefully it's in time.
Oh,
message
nice.
Sent by sender's iPhone. All right, thank you, Pobe. Even though, anyway. So one last email. This one's from Ken, otherwise known as Sirius Cross, otherwise known as No Name Ken, otherwise known as the host of the Bits and Bytes podcast, which he's sure to pimp in this email here. So, anyway. Happy Wednesday, Indus. If it's not Wednesday, Indus, then screw you.
Well, oh, that was nice. Yesterday. It was Wednesday originally.
Well. Anyway, enough with the pleasantries, or pleasantries for that matter. I don't know what that means. This week, I am not going to break this down into sections because, well, I didn't play it enough to really go in depth about it. The longest I could play the game at one time was an hour, so I was only able to make it to level 10 before giving up all hope of this game getting good. After last week's game, I had high hopes for this game, but those hopes were quickly dashed right from the start. The ugly add starting screen that takes forever to check each file before starting the game. Then you have to jump through so many security hoops just to get to just to start the damn game.
Yeah.
Then when you get in the game, you even have to set up a PIN for your in-game bank account. What the hell is that about? After I got through all of that, I had to manually increase all of the graphics and switch to full screen, since it was all switched to the lowest possible settings there was. Once I did go through that, the graphics were really not that bad. They have a decent art design. The user interface was even worse than Atlantica's. It took me forever trying to find out how to work everything. But that was not the worst thing. That would have been the camera. In this game, they think that it's a good idea to force you to move the camera to follow your character. How annoying is that? Do not even get me started on how slow your characters move. Holy shit. And how hard it is to read the quests and find out what the hell you do next.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying.
I would not recommend this game to my toenail that I just clipped off. This is how bad this game is, even though it seems that 12-year-olds and perverts get a kick out of this game. Well, that's all the time I have for this email. Back to work on Bits and Bytes, a new PC gaming podcast located in the off-network section of VG Evo. That was not a shameless plug, was it?
Yes, it was.
A little bit.
But that's okay. We're all about shameless plugs.
All right, so he didn't break it down, but we're going to break it down for him, I think. Yes, the game was horribly boring, and I mentioned before, it's a terrible, terrible grind fest.
It's super grind fest, yeah.
There was nothing to do, and it was hard to find people that actually had quests, and each quest that I did get, they were all collection quests. Go kill 40 of these, go kill 20 of these, and that's it. That's really it. And sometimes you'd get like a new sword or something to kind of help you along. That was great. Thanks. But all right, so I get to this well, and I think I'm just going to hop down there and go on these, you know, super exciting, awesome quests. But they're like, no, you can't go down. You need some rope. I'm like, well, okay,
hemp rope.
All right, you need hemp rope. Okay,
that's right.
Okay, how much hemp rope do I need? Well, you need like 5 pieces. Well, you got to go kill enemies to go find those. And then you bring it back, and they said, well, you got to bring it to someone to make the rope out of the hemp rope. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I guess I get out the other side of the city, and they make the rope. Then I come back, and they're like, okay, now you can go down. So you go down there, and you talk to someone. He's like, kill 40 of these, kill 30 of these, kill 30 of these. Awesome. Yep. So
fun stuff.
My first task was to kill a bunch of globs or something like that.
Yeah.
These yellow globs.
Yeah, these gold globs or some gold goo.
Let me tell you how much fun this is. You walk up to the creature and you click it and you wait about 2 minutes, and then if you're lucky
it dies.
You get to, it dies, and you get to pick something up from it. If you're not lucky, an even powerful glob will come out of the previous glob, to which you get no item, and
that's
you
right
know, or you get two of them. Two globs.
Two little globs or one grape glob, which was like more powerful than the gold goo. I think they were called goo.
Sure. I don't remember.
I think they were disguised as Scott and Adam.
After that, I had to kill like bats and then tadpoles and
Yeah, I never found the tadpoles.
Over and over.
I just got as far as the pigs, the poo-poos.
The poo-poos.
Yeah, and I was like, this is boring. And you guys were so far ahead. Like, I don't even buy so far ahead, but you guys were all, like, doing other stuff, and I wasn't even out of the training part yet, and I'm just like, screw this. It's not worth it. Atlantica at least kept me, like, I wanted to get to the same level you guys were, so we, like, group up and stuff, do the same quest. This had no motivation at all.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
We barely partied up at all. I mean, I think I partied up with Mad Scientist and Jason one night on Monday. I think I did. And that was it. I mean, and partying up really didn't do a whole lot because, I mean, where we were, the enemies weren't very strong in the first place.
Yeah.
So you just walk up to it, you swing your sword a few times, and it dies. But once you go down into the well, the well has the more powerful enemies, but, you know, it's the same thing over and over again. The one saving grace for me was that once you hit level 10, you get to select a job. And this is something that someone mentioned in their email, that they didn't have many skills or anything like that to use. Once you get your job, you start getting skills each level, or you get points to put into your skills. And that started making the battles down there a little easier for me, because I got like two techniques that if I used both of them, it took like 3/4 of the grape goo's power away. So the more powerful one would be almost dead after I used my two techniques.
Mm-hmm.
So, as much as I complain about this game, it seems like it gets better.
Maybe.
And the reason I say that is because you see people walking around with all this cool looking equipment, and you know it does seem like it gets better. But the problem is that the game is so boring for the first however many levels that you know you just don't have the motivation to get that far.
Yeah, that's it.
Exactly.
You know, they've got, and the weird thing that I thought with this game is it's got like, there's a story to it, but the way that the story works is it's like, whenever something happens that has to do with plot, screen goes black, it has to load for a minute, and then it comes back and it gives you like this little story element. And then after the plot segment's over, it loads back up into the MMO portion. So it's almost like it goes into this little story-based instance that just has you, and then it goes back into, you know, normal space.
That's kind of weird.
That's fine.
But, it wasn't good, but I can't say that it doesn't get good, because I do see a lot of people walking around with some really cool ass shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. And a lot of people that we walked by, nobody looked exactly the same.
Yeah, that's
cool. Because all the armor was different. There were lots of different, you know, pets. And those look pretty cool too.
Yeah.
I think
what's all this flying stuff? Like, I heard someone say you get wings. Can you fly?
Well,
yeah. Once you get to level 15,
I
think you get to fly. I only got to level 12, so I didn't really get to that point. But you know, I actually feel like it's a shame that we didn't get to play this on Wednesday as well. Mm-hmm. Because I think that we would have gotten, like, Jason and I were at about the same area. You know, we were both in the well. We had both just finished it up, pretty much. Well, you stopped before I did. But when I stopped, I had just finished up the well. So I think after that, it might have gotten a little bit more interesting. And, you know, I don't know. It's hard to say right now.
Yeah, but yeah. I finished the well, too. Anyway, go ahead.
The thing is that the beginning of the game is so boring that it doesn't really give me any motivation to go back and see if it gets better.
Yeah. And that's exactly where I was at, too. Like, I finished the well, and there was some story stuff that happened afterwards, but I did not care. I clicked through that shit as fast as possible just so I could quit.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't help that the text bubbles are so small.
Yeah. Yeah, the text was really small. I really do think that there's a decent game in there somewhere. It's just, I think there's too much, you know,
crap.
Like, it was painful going through training. Really, really painful, because there was just nothing going on. You had no powers. And everybody looked the same, and, you know, it was typical, you know, free MMO grind bullshit.
Yeah, and the camera was terrible. I'm sorry. I got sick of turning it every time I changed direction.
Yeah, right, that's what Sirius Cross mentioned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was pretty annoying. I couldn't stand it. I agree.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had a feature where you could pull up the map and you can click an area on the map and your character would run towards it.
Oh.
But that didn't work 90% of the time, because you'd run into a wall or something and your character wasn't smart enough to go around
it. To go around it.
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah. So, I missed the auto move from Atlantica.
Yeah, no kidding.
For sure.
No kidding. graphics, if you turn them all the way up, they're not horrible, but they're still too kiddie to really get me into it, you know?
Yeah, that's what I found too. I didn't mind the art style, I just didn't like how it was just overly kiddie looking, I guess. But it did look not bad, I guess, whatever.
Well, that's fair. So it was just a style choice. I thought it was really well done. I thought it looked great for what it was, you know, because I know cell shading stuff to do, and, you know, all of the enemies and everything had, you know, pretty decent animations, and you know, the texturing was really cool too. Like, whenever you'd hit someone, like, their eyes would get all swirly, very anime. I don't know. Aesthetically, I really liked it once you turned everything up. But
yeah, you had to turn everything up, though.
Yeah,
you had to turn everything up. You had to put the cell shading on,
which are terrible, awful. Ugh. Damn it! I really wanted to like Domo.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about it at this point. It was,
don't bother.
You know, it's just one of those things. It's like, I honestly think that if we would have played another day, our opinion might be slightly different. But, you know, at this point, it's really hard to suggest this game on what it is, because the first 3 or 4 hours, you're going to do nothing but grind, and it's just not fun. And 4 hours, I'm sorry, 4 hours is a long time to do nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's hard to push people past that. But the job system was kind of cool. I wish I had gotten a chance to explore that more, because one of the things that I was hearing that you could do is, you know, you could change your job at any point in time. So you could go and you can, you know, you get your job, and then say you wanted to be a doctor, and then you learn first aid or how to heal or whatever, and then you can change your job to, like, swordsman, and you would retain the skills that you learned as a doctor.
Mm-hmm. And that is so pretty cool.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of Dungeons & Dragons a bit, because in Dungeons & Dragons you can level up different jobs. So, like, you could have a fighter that you could be level 10 fighter, and then level up as a mage or whatever you want to call it. So, I'm not too experienced with Dungeons and Dragons, but I know enough about it to know that that's kind of similar.
A little bit, yeah. But you can't dual class or multi class or anything like that, I don't think, in Domo.
Oh, no. You have to do one or the other. But when you switch, you still retain those skills. That's kind of what I was getting at. What job did you pick? You picked a fencer?
Yeah, that seemed really interesting, and as it turned out, it really wasn't all that interesting. Like, it was cool having, you know, like, you know, debuffs, like the enemy couldn't, you know, the spells were, like, elemental melee-based, you know? Like, it was like a fire attack that, you know, prevented the enemy from attacking for 3 seconds, and and then you do elemental damage. But, you know, you had like your four main elements, but they all pretty much did the same thing, from what I could tell. Either, you know, they couldn't cast spells and it did elemental damage, or they couldn't attack, or they couldn't move. So, a little interesting, but yeah, there wasn't a lot of razzle-dazzle there. Seemed
no.
pretty straightforward.
Yeah, a lot of this, it wasn't very flashy at all.
No.
Not even in the least. I mean, that's one thing that I can say about Atlantica, is that, you know, the production value of, like, some of the stuff that you could do, it was pretty damn flashy, and it looked good.
Yeah.
And I just didn't see that with Domo at all.
So. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that there's actually more polish in Domo, graphically.
But, really?
Yep. I know that you guys don't prefer the art style, but I think they did a great job with it.
It's not that I don't prefer it. It's just that I've seen so many games that do it so much better.
Yeah. Those games have budgets. Like, yeah. They have Nintendo backing them. Like, you mentioned Wind Waker before. It's like,
yeah.
It's trying to be Wind Waker, but, you know, it doesn't look as good. True.
All right.
But it's a free game, so.
Yeah. Again, I will say that, you know, if you want to invest the time to get mm-hmm. past the beginner stuff,
yeah.
You're probably looking at 4 to 6 hours at least. Mm-hmm. Then this game might turn out to be pretty fun.
Right.
But if you can't get past that initial boredom of grinding and doing nothing but attacking the same enemies over and over and over, don't mm-hmm. bother. Don't bother.
If you're 12 and you have all the time in the world,
if you're 12 and horny, there you go.
Pick a play Atlantica. Girl. They look great from behind.
Yeah, and they dance around and shake their ass while they're idle too.
It's awesome.
I was like, oh, that's interesting.
You loved it. You absolutely loved it.
Oh man. Anything else we want to mention on this one?
I didn't see any like player versus player stuff. I didn't get a chance to really get into like the shop to see what was available, you know, for real money. But yeah. So I didn't experience enough of the game, but we only played it for a couple days, so.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know. I'm debating on whether or not I would actually go back and play this at all.
Well, the fact that everyone who played it, and even though, yeah, it was only for a couple days, pretty much everyone didn't like it. Like,
yeah,
if you're on
yeah.
Vent when we were talking, like, no one had a good thing to say. It was all sarcastic remarks. Based on that, I'd just tell people, don't even bother.
Yeah.
Because what are the chances? If you happen to like this game, you're going to be like a diamond in the rough kind of thing. Not diamond in the rough, but like, it's going to be like an anomaly because it seems that everyone, well, I guess there's people playing it, so I guess some people do like it, but
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't think a lot of people would freely admit to liking it, though.
That's probably very true, though, actually.
Oh, you get to get Pokemans, too.
Oh, yeah, you get pets. Like,
yeah.
Gotta catch them all.
Oh, not even that. You get to, trap pets in your mirror ball type thing.
Yeah,
just random enemies, and then they fight for you or something. But
yeah, they didn't really give you a good idea of how to do that. I mean, they basically brushed over it at the very beginning.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And by the time I started playing again, I was like, I don't remember how to do that.
So. I never had any need to to use it. Like when I was down in the well, you know, I'd have like two of those globby things on me, and they were doing absolutely no damage. You know.
Yep.
So it was just click, wait. Wait, wait, loot, click, wait.
That's about what it was. That's pretty much the way it worked.
Yeah. So. All right.
But again, you know, if you get more skills and stuff like that and you start finding the cool stuff, maybe it gets better. But I'm not willing to subject myself to that anymore. I don't think.
I've got other shit to play. Free
right.
or not.
Dungeon Runners is next.
There was nothing going on there. So.
Yeah. Not bringing us back, that's for sure.
I don't think so.
Anything else to say?
No, sir.
Who gives a shit?
Who exactly. voted for this?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. You bastard.
Way to go.
made my game not get picked.
Yeah.
All right, so new releases.
Yeah.
Releases.
Yeah.
Not much.
What's coming?
Only for Nintendo systems this week.
Oh.
The Wii is getting Tenchu Shadow Assassin.
I'm sure that's great.
The DS is getting My World, My Way. And My English Coach, Para España, Para Lantes.
What? Oh, okay. I guess for people who speak Spanish.
Yeah. My after school tutor.
Bow, chicka, bow.
And that's it. That's your new release list. Pick of the week.
What? Domo?
Wow.
Do I have to pick right now?
I'm not. I say go play some Fallout.
I say go play something on your backlog.
Yeah. Go get the Maw.
Go get the Maw. There you go. That's a good idea.
Have you guys heard anything about it, though? I've heard it's like 2 hours. Have you beat it?
Oh, really? That's it?
Yeah.
No.
I've heard it's really short.
I'm probably about 5 or 6 stages in, and okay. I don't know. I mean, there's no real story or anything, so I can't really tell if it's winding up or anything, but super fun. I like it.
Cool.
Worth $10. Did you guys hear anything about, what is it, Savage Reign coming out on PSN? Looks like an RTS. Familiar.
No.
Totally just showed up on my radar and showed up on PSN today. I hadn't really heard anything about it.
Savage Reign.
Something like that.
The fact that you said RTS, it pretty much automatically turned me off. So.
Yeah.
And there's probably not a demo.
Some people might be really interested. No, I didn't see a demo at all.
People love that shit.
Yeah, not me. I suck at those games. I don't like them because I suck at them. That's what's really
basically same here too. Yeah. I just, yeah.
The only RTS that I ever played and enjoyed was Herzog's Vi for the
Genesis. Yeah, I like Warcraft 2 as well, actually. Until I started playing online and getting my ass handed to me. I think that's what made me hate them forever. And I played Command and Conquer.
Game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
All right. Jason.
Yeah.
What's up? Your show. Got any emails? Man.
We're just back and forth with this, don't we?
Yeah.
Let's see.
The second half is all you, man.
Pretty much.
We've actually got some follow-up stuff about Atlantica. This one here is from Pope. Now Pope actually got to play it considerably longer than we did. And we were kind of digging on Atlantica. You know, we just didn't spend that much time with it. Pope is really trying to convince us to come back.
Yeah.
And here are his reasons why. Hello, smells like Indus. First of all, happy birthday, Chris. He already wished you a damn happy birthday. Man, I just wanted to write in and give you my week 2 review of Atlantica. Sorry if this is a little late. I realize you're probably recording right now. Blah, 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 blah. Let's get right into it. I want to point out something that you guys mentioned on the last episode. Story. Yes, you're right. The story is boring and nobody cares about it in the first part of the game. In week 2, the story gets more interesting and you actually pay attention to the characters and their roles. The first week, I would say there are just a bunch of tutorials and didn't really focus on the story. So apparently the story picks up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Yeah. Inventory. Yes, it can be hectic at first for new players, but you'll get more comfortable with it. It's easy to manage stuff after you learn some quick keys throughout the game. That's true. Monsters, at first, are real easy and somewhat boring, but that changes when you enter the ruins. I never got to go into any of those.
That might be where Crystal is right now, and where she's telling me that she needs help because she has to party up with people.
Gotcha. The monsters can get you, and let's see, the monsters can get you in battles, so the games get harder and more interesting. Bosses have very cool special attacks and are a lot harder to kill, which makes you have to grind a little bit, which is not necessarily bad. Battles and cameras. You guys said that the camera in the game is bad. I don't get it. I'm perfectly fine with it. If you like the camera, you can always change it by right-clicking and dragging. You can reset it in battle by hitting Q. You can even have make your own default camera angle. I didn't know that you could make...
Oh, see, like I didn't know that.
Default one?
Yeah, I didn't know you could do that either.
Yeah.
Hope's learning us.
Yeah, really.
All right. So the visuals. The visuals in the game are good, although you can see a lot of copy and paste. Yeah. This game pretty much covers the whole Earth, and they did a really good job of making the environments. Ancient Chinese in Taipei City, more tropical cities in Bangkok, more revolutionized and European cities like London and Rome. Very cool places in America and Jeff's homeland.
Cool.
Where is that? Oh, Canada. Also, you guys mentioned that there were issues about buildings and roads not loading. You can actually go to a setting and change the proximity of stuff you want to load.
Yeah, I had mine turned all the way up, and I still had that problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, like snap.
Popping in right under my feet. People with lower specs computer can choose to load stuff only within a mile range. People with higher can choose stuff within like 10 miles. I don't know if you guys did it or not, but when you play the game, the setting is actually set as medium. You can tune it up higher and make it look better. That's true. All my shit was maxed.
Yeah, me too.
So gameplay. The gameplay I can talk a lot about, but this have already been long, so I'll make it quick. PvP, one of the most fun part about the game, you should have mentioned... I think we're losing him here. I think he's a little distracted at this point. You should have mentioned that a little bit more. Places. This game is huge. You can go to so many places. Some examples I've already mentioned. Quests, it's pretty much the same. Kill this, make this, go talk to that dude. Weapons and gears. Just looks like a little bit different. Get better, of course, but it's nothing epic. Not a lot of choices either. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. That's my week 2 review. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys play it again. Sorry for the long email. Thanks, bye. Message sent by sender's iPhone.
Cool, well, thanks, not Poe. Bad.
Cool. Yeah.
So he gives us a little bit of hope.
Yep.
Yeah, a little bit.
Jeff, you're not going back to it, though?
I'll never go back to it. I probably won't, because first of all, MMOs just aren't my thing. So yeah, it's got for me to be stay like hooked onto one of these things, it has to be freaking totally awesome and
right,
fast moving. If it's not fast moving, I just lose interest and yeah.
Gotcha.
That's it.
But you were into like Jeanne d'Arc and stuff, weren't you? I mean, not that that's
yeah,
an MMO,
but once I got to the point though where I had to basically grind to level up, I stopped playing it.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
Totally.
I hate
cool.
grinding. All right, I just can't stand it.
Next email. Hey, Andis. This is from Nogric.
Hey,
if ninjas kidnapped the president, would you be bad enough dudes to save him?
If who captured the president? Sorry?
Oh my god, if fucking ninjas kidnapped the president.
Ninjas.
Would you be bad enough, dudes? Have you ever heard of the game Bad Dudes?
Oh yeah.
Okay, alright, that's what he's referencing.
Yes. I beat that game, actually.
I don't think I did.
The correct answer is yes, we are bad enough dudes.
I'm sure we would figure something out.
Okay, alright. Actually, I had to add something about Atlantica that I forgot to add in my email. Are any of you guys fans of Outlaw Star? Not so much.
Never played it.
I don't know.
It's an anime, actually. Because I swear on my life that some of the NPCs and my character sounded like Gene Starwind, voice actor Bob Buchholz. I think that has something to say about the production value of a free game if they can get a voice actor like that to do work in their game. I guess that's what the pay items help to bankroll. So yeah, that's it. Don't fear the geifer unless being played by Jason. I looked up Bob Buchholz on IMDb and I didn't see any games listed.
No?
So I don't know if that was him or not.
Right.
But I tried to research it for you, buddy.
Somehow I doubt it.
I did. I did try and research it.
No, I mean, somehow I doubt it was him.
Oh. Those voice actors are friggin' whores for money, though.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Look at the guy from GTA. The guy who tried to basically... I don't know if he tried to sue Rockstar, but he bitched and complained that he didn't get enough money for what he did. Like, what a douche. Like, he signed a contract, they paid him, and then after he realized that GTA 4 was, like, a huge success, and oh my god, this game is really popular, I think I deserve more money. Like, he didn't know that before?
Sorry.
No. I wonder how you get into acting. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be cool. I'd do it.
That'd be all right.
Yeah. Last email, guys. This is from Necro. He's really listening to this shit. First off, great job with the interview last week. It was a pretty damn good interview, minus the whole part where he couldn't hear anything Jason was saying. Yeah, that was lovely. That wasn't
awkward Jeff,
at all.
Did you read my little editor's note at the beginning?
Yes,
little
I did,
editor's note?
Yeah.
That was a long one. Yeah.
That was a long one.
That was
fun. Yeah, it was funny because Chris and I were in the same room, and we kept looking at each other after I'd say something.
Like,
and I'd start talking about stuff, and I'd get no response, and I'm like, "What the fuck is this guy doing, man?"
Yeah,
you got to respond.
That was a good
it's
like,
a give and take.
At a certain point, we actually put his microphone away, and we started both talking into the same mic.
Oh, okay.
And he still couldn't hear him.
Oh, really? Weird.
Yeah, because it wasn't. We didn't realize that it was picking up on my laptop mic.
Okay.
So we were still talking into the regular mic. The difference is that my voice projects a lot better than Jason's does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So my laptop mic had no problem picking up my voice, but it had a lot of problem picking up Jason's.
That's too bad.
Crystal says it's because I'm a loudmouth.
Yeah.
That's
true. That's a nice way of putting it. let me keep rolling on with the email here. He says, anyways, new question this week. What are all of your guys' greatest gaming achievements? And I don't mean strictly, you know, trophies or 360 achievements.
Yeah.
Mine would have to be either number one. This is still Necro, by the way. Number one, my speed run I did on Metal Gear Solid, the Twin Snakes for GameCube. If I remember right, and it's been a while, my stats were something like 1 hour 20 minutes with no rations, kills, saves, or alerts. That's pretty
dude,
bomb.
You're a machine.
Or number two, beating Ninja Gaiden 2 on Path of the Mentor and my leaderboard ranks. This game is hard, just plain and simple. At times, there are so many enemies on screen at one time that really the only way you can even survive is to use moves that have invincibility frames on them, like Izuna Drop, Guillotine Throw, etc. The last three bosses, and for those who haven't played, it's a three-boss gauntlet at the end, all in a row, are a true test of patience and perseverance. In the 3 hours it took me to beat the final bosses, holy shit, I don't think I've ever uttered the phrase, fuck you, so many times. Needless to say, after finally beating it, it felt great. I also managed to place number two on the Tonfa weapon leaderboards overall, and number three on the Lunar Staff world leaderboards, and number 40 on the overall world leaderboards.
Oh wow, nice.
That is before people started cheating and exploiting glitches. Anyways, sorry for rambling on. Great show. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So, Necro. Gents.
Oh,
what are your
man. I don't
favorite gaming achievements.
Know.
I can say one.
All right.
What's that?
And it doesn't have anything to do with any specific game. I think one of my proudest gaming moments was probably 24 hours straight
doing Extra Life?
Extra Life. Yeah.
That was pretty badass.
Not only was I proud because of the fact that we actually stayed up and we did it, and you stayed up the whole time, and you know we're actually mostly coherent through all of it. but also for the fact that we did raise money for cancer. So I mean, I think that's really my crown gaming achievement.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I think mine's a little more selfish. I mean, that was definitely very very cool and ranks very high, but I think. Mm-hmm. It's probably, you guys remember the whole Sheng Long trick?
Yes, you actually did what you're supposed to do, but didn't get him.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
Well, no, not at the end part, though. I mean, because you have to, supposedly the trick is that you have to go through like 9 rounds without Bison touching you, but I mean, obviously you can't, but
yeah,
I remember the first time that I actually got up to Bison, no damage, I mean, completely perfect up until that. So,
oh, my God.
That was a huge, huge moment. So, and that was in the arcade. So.
That is ridiculous.
Oh, that came after a lot of... Force.
That was before Turbo, though,
Super
right?
Super Nintendo. Yeah, it was before Turbo.
Okay. Because Turbo was ridiculously
hard. Wow, that's pretty
hard.
Good.
Mm-hmm. That took a long time.
I honestly can't think of anything that would I consider like an achievement that's like, woohoo, look what I did. Bragging rights. No, I seriously can't. So,
I got 1,000 gamer score on Fallout 3. Ha!
Yeah. I got 1,000 gamer score on King Kong.
Yay!
You do, Jeff, you're the man!
Should see my avatar score. Man.
Your avatar score. Yeah, I can't think of anything. I'm going to have to pass for now. Wait till next week if I remember something. Or if I make up something cool. That no one could prove me wrong.
You're going to let Necro down. He just started listening to the shit, and now he's going to be like, well, fuck him.
Fuck that. Jeff Guy's a douche.
Ask him a simple question. Jeff flakes out on me. Fuck
yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
Bastard.
Whatever.
All right, so that's all I got for emails.
Oh, okay.
I'm done.
Let's move on to question of the week.
I have no idea what it's going to be.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. We should probably talk about Dungeon Runners.
Probably.
Yes, because we're going to be playing that.
That's right.
Yes, that's a good idea.
So here's the question of the week. How do you like Dungeon Runners?
I like it a lot already because it's
a lot
funnier than the other two games.
It does look cool. I watched videos and this game does actually look pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. I think you'll enjoy it.
Diablo with humor.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it looks
and
like.
And wait until you see some of the names of the fucking items that you pick up. You get some wacky shit.
Like the cardboard tube of the wombat.
That's right.
Nice.
You can answer the question in a week by sending us a message to email at interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail. That number is 818-528-GAME. That's 818-528-4263.
G-A-M-E.
What's that?
Nothing. I spelled it.
I heard you after I spelled game. What's that? You spelled out game. Okay. Gotcha. You can also leave a message on Skype, Interactive Distractions, all one word.
All lowercase.
Google Talk, interactivedistractions@gmail.com. Don't forget about Warhawk Wednesdays. Tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes, leave us a review, please. We'd appreciate it.
Okay, I will.
All right. We also have a Facebook group, and we're on MySpace. Yay. So, yeah, sign up for our Facebook group.
Do we have a Twitter? Is that coming next?
Damn
actually,
it.
I've had people ask us about that.
No. No, nope. Damn it. I'm drawing the line somewhere. Okay. We had to do
no
the
Twitter
MySpace.
For you.
We did the Facebook. We're fine with the Facebook, but, I mean, enough is enough. Come on.
All right, cool. Well, that is
subscribe to our friggin' RSS feed. Is it that hard?
There's millions of devices and programs that can do it for you. We have anything else before we wrap up?
Yeah, I think I'm good.
No,
wow, short episode.
I'm good. Bitch pigs are coming like in an hour.
I'm leaving in 30 minutes to pick them up from
the
airport.
What are your plans? You guys gonna get all drunk and stupid?
Yes.
Tomorrow, we are going to... we're actually going to go to the aquarium in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're hitting up my cousin's bakery and pizzeria.
Whoa. Before that, at the aquarium...
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
4D adventure.
There's a what?
There's a 4D, as in four-dimensional.
Oh, cool.
Fourth dimension, like...
Crazy.
The third. Yeah. So
like you fucking travel in time.
Shit. That's insane shit. That's like fucking PS4 shit right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Three, whichever one was supposed to have 4D.
It's like $3.50 for a ticket, just for the 4D experience.
That's right.
So it better
actually,
be worth the money.
Jason, we got a deal because we purchased the general admission ticket and that ticket together. They're
actually
$5.50.
Holy, well, there we go.
We saved $2.
That is value right there. Awesome. I can't wait.
But yeah, and then we're going to go to my cousin's bakery for lunch for pizza and cake and stuff.
Cool.
And then...
Is that actually called my cousin's bakery, or is that like your cousin's bakery?
No, it's my cousin's bakery. It's called Alpine Bakery and Pizzeria.
Oh, okay, cool. Awesome.
That's
not surprising since you're Italian.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're gonna try and get kicked out of there. We'll see.
That's an achievement.
And get Chris
right there,
shunned at family gatherings.
Yeah.
And then let's see what else. Then we're going to Taco Mac, and then coming back for Rock Band.
Cool.
Do they even serve Mexican food at Taco Mac?
Yes.
They do? Okay.
Yeah, they do.
Because it's mostly just like beer and burgers. That's what I'm used to.
Pretty much. It's a sports bar that has a shit ton of beer. That's what it is.
Hmm.
But yet, it's called Taco Mac.
Yep.
Hmm. All right.
And it's tasty.
Mm,
so,
tasty.
Yeah. And then we've got some more plans for the rest of the weekend, but that was just tomorrow. Tomorrow is when I'm going to actually feel like I'm celebrating my birthday somehow.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Sounds cool. Like fun.
All right, let's wrap
packing.
Up. I'm done.
Yes.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the show, even though we were kind of, even though I was really pissed off in the first half, I'm feeling much better now.
But also, you guys are pretty boring this second half, I gotta say.
I'm sorry.
Let's pick it up, come on.
That's right.
We're in the entertainment industry.
Hope you enjoyed the show.
Yes.
Thanks for listening. And until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games. Play Dungeon Runners with us.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you next week.
Sweet. Motherfucking bling gnomes, yo.